And now, this is Unknown Sounds.
The following is a little broadcast organized by the Unknown Sound Collective. It is intended as a radio archive of experimental artists' interior worlds, these that are externalized through their work, and the interchange through artists' communities. This is a contemporary archive of experimental art making in communities around the world, and the social change this may or may not represent. In short, it is intended mostly as a look into these small worlds, with the idea of generating more thought and how art can engender hope. Each section here is meant as a studio visit, but also a glimpse into the doings of a wider community.
And we welcome to this episode, Core, an artist in New York City.
7, New York City. You find me at my home studio in South Brooklyn. And it's a really cold day, so I'm happy to be doing this indoors and get to speak about a little bit about my process, my sound design process, my production process, and how I create the things you've just heard and things on my Bandcamp or whatever. My original goal in production was to just kind of be introspective and share my experience as a Black person in America and translate those experiences into waveforms. So given that, a lot of what you hear is it's essentially just trauma, both healed and unhealed, recorded into Ableton and released into the wild. And yet, trying to reach that goal of translating those experiences is it's really, for me, it's all texture based, so like layers and textures and, you know, like really deep, intense, atmospheric, emotive sounds, and then putting like a 4x4 kick on it to kind of trick people into dancing to it instead of crying to it. But I love when both happens at the same time. Reaching that goal, I began to just resample myself, and which was done out of necessity because I used to have a lot of hardware and I sold it all at some point. I can't remember why, but I had kind of like the foresight to record a bunch of things from those hardware sessions and create folders and hide them on a hard drive somewhere. And when I started making my first album, I found those recordings and I was just like, oh, why don't I just resample these things and try to pull something new out of it as if I still had that synthesizer and able to create new sounds. So just kind of tricking myself into just making do with what I had. And in that, it was, I found it to be like a really beautiful and introspective process and journey that I've now been doing it for like almost 3 years. Yeah, I just find it really stimulating. I'm someone who believes that everything in music has already been done and that everything already exists, and kind of living with that sadness of the fact, I was like, why don't I try to extract these random things I hear in my head by resampling things I've made in the past? So like a song like Ravine, which was the last track, there are two outros on it if you listen to it kind of closely, and it's kind of a joke to myself because I just pretty much kept hearing things in the original track. I was like, whoa, this is really nice, why don't I just kind of do something with this and just kind of add it on, kind of make the song feel a little more, I don't know, just a little more emotional because I was going through a really hard time back then. And then I was just really happy with how it came out, and then that was when I was like, yeah, I'm sticking with this process because it's true to me and I get what I'm looking for out of it. And I think that sums up just my sound and the evolution of it from my first record and to today. And yeah, I'm just happy to have found what has allowed me to create what is my sonic identity. So yeah, it's kind of how I do things, and I hope you liked it. And I hope there was something that you're able to take from it. And yeah, I would say that's it. Thank you for having me on, and I'll see you around.